The Suspicions of Mr. Witcher, or The Murder at Road Hill House, by Kate Summerscale. Read by Christian Rodsker. Do you feel an uncomfortable heat at the pit of your stomach, sir? And a nasty thumping at the top of your head? Oh, not yet. It will lay hold of you. I call it the detective fever. From The Moonstone, 1868, by Wilkie Collins. Introduction. This is the story of a murder committed in an English country house in 1860, perhaps the most disturbing murder of its time. The search for the killer threatened the career of one of the first and greatest detectives, inspired a detective fever throughout England, and set the course of detective fiction. For the family of the victim, it was a murder of unusual horror, which threw suspicion on almost everyone within the house. For the country as a whole, the murder at Road Hill became a kind of myth, a dark fable about the Victorian family and the dangers of detection. A detective was a recent invention. The first fictional sleuth, Auguste Dupin, appeared in Edgar Allan Poe's The Murders in the Rue Morgue in 1841, and the first real detectives in the English-speaking world were appointed by the London Metropolitan Police the next year. The officer who investigated the murder at Road Hill House, Detective Inspector Jonathan Witcher of Scotland Yard, was one of the eight men who formed this fledgling force. The Road Hill case turned everyone detective. It riveted the people of England, hundreds of whom wrote to the newspapers, to the Home Secretary, and to Scotland Yard with their solutions.